Brilliance Audio presents Festive in Death by J.D. Robb, performed by Susan Erickson. Death killed any illusion of privacy. After she'd examined the body, Eve began a systematical search of the bedroom. As Trina stated, Trey owned an extensive wardrobe. Slick, sexy workout gear, spiffy suits, stylish clubwear. He coordinated his socks and underwear, she commented when Peabody came back in. Colors and patterns. Who does that and why? I read this article about how what you wear under your clothes is all about what makes you feel empowered and in control. It's the under you. If wearing matching boxers and socks makes you feel empowered, you're a weenie. He's got standard over-the-counter male birth control, a few unimaginative sex toys, some porn discs in the bedside goody drawer, golf clubs, various golf paraphernalia in the closet with his clothes. No female clothes in here. Did you check this? Peabody held up a link sealed in an evidence bag. Yeah, some client checks, a couple guy conversations. Some outgoings to women not yet answered.
Nobody threatening to kill him.
There's a knife block in the kitchen with one missing, Peabody said. The one sticking out of him looks like part of the set. Bash with the trophy. It's handy. Then get a little creative with the kitchen knife. Again, handy. Eve put her hands on her hips, then walked out to the living area. She scanned the room. Messy, sloppy, but nothing that indicated a fight. Okay. Considering there's no sign of break-in, no sign of struggle out here, the Vic let the killer in. He knows him or her. He's wearing drawstring pants and a t-shirt, at-home clothes, so he's comfortable with the killer.
Enough that they went back to the bedroom together. Maybe he was forced into the bedroom. Maybe the killer had a sticker.
If the killer had a sticker, Eve argued, why bash the Vic in the head with a trophy? Plus, the Vic's extremely buff, so I've got to figure he'd put up a fight. But the Vic was taken by surprise. They go back in the bedroom. For sex? The bed's messed up, so maybe there was sex.
Red shoes, lady?
Possibly. Eve studied the shoes, the bra, all out in plain sight.
Do you mean involved? Oh, don't you start, Suzette hissed. It's bad enough having Papa tell me not to do anything. Did Dillard tell you about this meeting himself? No, Suzette answered sheepishly, her face dropping. I've never actually spoken to him. But I've heard him speak. He's wonderful. We need people like him to save France. And the meeting, Didier said, suddenly more confident. Is it for real? Have you been invited? Josette shook her head. I don't know if it's really happening or if it's just a rumor. So many people are saying so many different things. Then don't listen to them, Didier snapped. And be careful of what you say, too. You don't know who you can trust these days. Josette sighed. You sound just like my father.